The EU expands eastwards. In 1997, the Conservative government of John Major lost the general election to the Labour Party under the charismatic leadership of Tony Blair. Under Tony Blair, the British government adopted a much more constructive attitude towards the EU. Britain was very supportive of the EU's ambitions to expand its membership into Central and Eastern Europe. This had been at the centre of the Maastricht Treaty, which had been negotiated as the Soviet bloc in Eastern Europe collapsed at the end of the 1980s. In 1990, East Germany was reunited with West Germany. Extending EU membership to other countries of the former Soviet bloc was seen as an important goal economically, strategically, and from a humanitarian point of view. If these former Cold War opponents could be embedded in the democratic capitalist institutions of the EU, then the peace and prosperity that had been created in Western Europe could be expanded eastwards to the benefit of all Europeans. In 2004, the EU made its biggest single expansion to date to include many of the countries of the former Central and Eastern European Soviet bloc. Of the 10 new members, 8, known as the Accession 8 or A8, were ex-Soviet bloc, with economies considerably weaker than the existing EU member countries. Due to the EU single market's four freedoms, a large population of people with significantly lower standards of living compared to the prosperous Western Europeans now had open access to Western European markets, including their labour markets. This meant that any citizen of one of the new member countries would now have the right to travel freely in the EU in search of better working or living conditions. The EU understood that the attraction of relatively wealthy Western Europe to the relatively poor people of the A8 countries might be overwhelming, leading to mass migration from east to west. In order to avoid disruption to both sending and receiving societies, the EU allowed members to limit the number of migrants from A8 countries for a number of years if they wished to do so. Only three member countries, Ireland, Sweden, and the UK, decided to allow unlimited immigration from A8 countries from 2004.